This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good feeling, oh yeah. We chilling, oh yeah. All day, all night. Rum sipping, oh yeah. Boogie rolling, oh yeah. Drinks flowing, oh yeah. Meet new friends on the road, everybody going.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 28th of November 2022. We are almost at the end of the month. And, you know, I told the producer to play that song by Bodine 242, Bodine Victoria. It's called Maintenance Fee. Maintenance Fee, one of Bodine's latest releases. I needed something to pump up the morning, and I think that is a classic. Thank you, Bodine, for that song. It is Monday the 28th, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. And, okay, here's what I want to do, right? I want to do like an open line. There's plenty of news to talk about, and I have to admit, I don't know what all of it is. I wish you would call in and tell me about some of the things I need to know about, and I'm going to tell you about some of the things I think you need to know about. Grupa season closes December 1st. Well, technically, it closes the day before midnight. December 1st. Can't catch any more Grupa. Why? Because Grupas are making babies. We got to protect Grupa and allow as much reproduction as possible so that we could sustain our Nassau Grupa population. So the Grupa season for the Nassau Grupa closes December 1st. The Nassau Grupa closes December 1st. Today is the 28th. You got the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th to buy your Grupa. Now, I'm not rushing you. I'm just giving you a heads up, because instead of buying Grupa, you could buy lionfish. Lionfish. Lionfish tastes better than Grupa. Trust me. And if you don't trust me, you got to go try it for yourself. But have no fear if you couldn't get any Grupa to put on your Christmas plate this year. What you got to do is you got to go find you some lionfish to replace that Grupa. All right, we are effectively in 16 days of activism to end violence against women and girls and boys too. All the little children. Remember, 16 days of activism starts November 25th. It ends December 10th, which is World HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. Saturday, the 26th, was the 60th anniversary of women's suffrage in the Bahamas, the 60th anniversary of women receiving the right to vote in the Bahamas. And there's a whole bunch of activities taking place in the Bahamas and globally, but more specifically in the Bahamas between the 25th of November and the 10th of December, starting with an event being hosted by Equality Bahamas tonight online. It's called, it is an event to look at femicide. And femicide is the killing of a woman or a girl because of her gender or sex. And in the conversation tonight will be Jessica, the therapist, and Candy Gibson from Families of All Murder Victims. And they're going to be talking about the impact of femicide. That's the impact of killing a woman or a girl because of her gender or sex. That's happening tonight at 6 p.m. To register for that event online, it's an online event, you're going to type in tiny.cc/16 days family. That's tiny.cc/16 days family. And on Tuesday, they're going to have another event discussing the theme for this year's 16 Days of Activism, Why Femicide? Unpacking the theme. And that's going to be, I think, at the same time, 6 p.m. And to register for that is tiny.cc/16daysy. That's tiny.cc/16daysy. Paul, I come into you in a second. Here are some of the things I'm going to let you all know I want to talk about before we get to the caller. Village Road Project. I'm taking bets on when it will be completed. I don't have a license. It's not a gambling operation. I just take in bets. Boyd Road, is it finished at all? Article I found in this week's news. Traffic fatality toll on track to top last year. I think we've already surpassed last year's total. Another headline, man should serve 12 years for repeated sex offenses. And we're going to go and look into the Sexual Offenses Act. Let's go to the call quickly. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Before I get to that, I want to say that disabled, when you put it on your calendar, be celebrating International Day. I think that's on the 3rd of December.
The 3rd of December?
Yeah, that's a Saturday, but I don't know if you're going to do that. But
all right. I'll be in contact with you so we could sort out a conversation.
Right, but that'll be on a Saturday, the 3rd.
Yeah, well, we don't have to have the conversation on
the Saturday. On Monday, whatever.
Yeah, we could put it in the week. Don't watch nothing. All right, thank you.
Right, then the next one I want to get to, Dolphins win. Win first place.
Listen, thank you. We could save that for Friday, though.
Yes.
We are
I'm
very excited.
About that, but the main point I called for mm-hmm. is that British Road, that look at that going to finish in January.
January, that's your date? That's your bet? January what?
Date. I look to you. I mean, you pass here. Fine, pass here. They pave any day.
I say January 47th. That's my date.
You pass here?
Yeah, I passed there.
How it look? It's still digging up? It's still saying that's fine. Dig up road?
No. This morning, the Village Road, Shirley Street, Montague Access, like that little adjunct there, both sides of the road were open. It wasn't paved, but both sides of the road, they were open. It's not that. It's that it's going to take a while to make sure they have everything in the right place.
You're right, because a lot of the 393s with BTC are done.
Say that again?
393. My 393 is done.
Your tree line trees?
393, telephone.
Your phone line is down.
Yeah, the 393.
How long has it been down?
Oh, man, almost 2 months. We see your old man, somebody.
Have you called 225-5282?
Yeah, we call them. They say due to the road digging up and...
Due to the road digging up what?
The British road.
I know, but tell me what they said.
Well, due to their change cable around and all of that. That technical work.
So did they offer a
technical problem?
Did they offer an alternative? Did they offer to give customers who have lost their residential service access to mobile service a free phone, discounted?
No, that's what I get to you. You read my mind. They should have given some those who have cell phone give some free minutes.
Not just free minutes, right? That there should be a data service set up for your home. There should be an extra phone, right? Just because your mobile phone won't be home when you're not home, right?
Right.
And is there a timeline for restoration?
Boy, it's none of that. I guess Erica didn't put that in the rules, eh?
I would call
Erica. That's why I say Erica need to be amended. Because none of that you meant. You should be a part of it to be that rapture.
You don't say that. Look, yeah, I have to hang up on you. My whole feelings get hurt just now. One day I could tell you that story.
Yeah.
But that's the right thing to do. Call Erica. Outline your...
It's a waste of time.
You still have to do it.
It's not in their policy.
Listen, I sat down after a year and a half, after a year and a half of negotiations, trying to engage BTC about the problem we were having with their service. a year and a half between BTC and IRCA and walked into the meeting and somebody told me I was stupid. I get you. I appreciate what you're saying. Yeah. Still write it down.
Right.
Document it.
I could try. Yeah. I take your advice. But also
that's the only way the institution itself will improve is if we give them real, actual, you know, documentation of our experiences.
Yeah, I take your advice. You also need to invite the new chairman on your radio, on your show.
Of IRCA?
No, new chairman of BTC.
Oh, yes.
Find out the way forward and how they're going to direct it, because it's a lot of way they could zero in and solve that problem.
Absolutely.
Right.
For y'all, yes, your problem, that's a big problem. Anyway, Pumpkinhead, I got another call.
Day.
I got to go. Thank you for sharing that with me, with us. And hopefully people at BTC hear it. That's unacceptable. Are you going to tell the people, oh, well, it's the roadworks, you know? You must ain't gonna have no phone. Cheapest you just get on our mobile service. That call was not recorded. This is not a representation of the actual conversation that BTC had with its customer. Producer, let's go to this next call. Good morning, caller. You on the clock. Good morning. How are you? Happy Monday. Listen, there's a little static with your line.
I think that's your line. I tried the other line.
Okay, yeah, try the other line. I can tell my producer to look right out for you. He can connect you right away when you call back in. All right. Yes, taking bets on the Village Road project. I say January 47th. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
I want to place a bet.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, can I say two bad? Because I have two figures, two numbers.
Okay.
Okay, my first date is December 12th.
Okay.
My second date is March 13th, 2023.
The Ides of March. Oh, wait, no, that's the 15th. I lie. March 13th. Okay. Here's why, right?
Yes.
There's all kinds of questions we have to ask. Will it have sidewalks?
Hold on. I didn't even reach the sidewalk yet.
Okay.
Isn't there supposed to be a roundabout by QC there?
Hold on, supposed to be two roundabouts, one by QC and one, I think, further south.
By Parkgate Road, I think?
Yeah.
Okay, so they haven't even digging a trench yet to start those roundabouts. So where is the 12th of December then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because even by January, because the roundabouts, that's concrete, and that takes at least 24 hours in order for that to be set properly before they could go working around that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have to beautify it.
Yep.
Then they have to replace the sidewalk.
Yep. And hold on, then you got to make sure that the sidewalks have drainage. And I know this seems like silly that I'm saying this, but y'all would be surprised how many sidewalks have been built and approved without proper drainage throughout the Bahamas, including Wolf Road, right in front of FYP, moving west.
Let me give you a little inside information. My husband is one of those who works at the government hospital plant, Bahamas, the ones who is responsible for the paving. And he shows me time and time again, he said, these sidewalks are supposed to have drainage in them.
Yep.
As we drive, he said, tell me if you see any pipe running through these sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the water either one, settle in people's yard, or two, settle in the road because there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. So you're correct. That's another thing.
Listen.
So with all these other infrastructures that need to be put in, where is this December 12th date coming up?
Yeah. I'm getting the impression that they're going to close the road for Christmas on December 12th.
Even if they close the road for Christmas?
No, what I mean is sort of cover it up and just make it drivable. And then they're going to reopen the roadwork project after Christmas. That have to be what they're talking about.
Must be. That's probably the finish there. But mind you, they said December 12th. They didn't say 2022.
You're right.
That could possibly be December 12th, 2023.
Listen, let me tell you.
We are improvising with the 2022.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So when it's not done, and we said, but you said, no, we never said 2022. So you got to be smart with them.
Let me tell you another joke about lawyers. The best sidewalks I've ever seen constructed in New Providence were constructed by one of the smartest lawyers in this country, who is also operating as a general contractor. I tell you no lie. One of the smartest men I know, one of the smartest lawyers I know, built the best, most sustainable. They still surviving. They still draining sidewalks in New Providence I've ever seen. And the article I read last week about the community center / shelter in Abercode was postponed, and I tell the people, please go to Hubert Ingram, find out whoever he hired to build the Abercode government complex, and just have them build the shelter / community center.
I heard you made that plea, and you and I both know that fell on deaf ears. Because someone said in another situation, I think it was the OPM office said that, what's the purpose of the hacking shelter when there's no hacking? It's just going to sit there waiting, unused. So they see it as a useless thing.
Yeah.
Because if no hacking, there's no need for it. Therefore, it will be sitting there. Money's just sitting there, but you don't know when you will need it and for how long. Look at what Matthew did.
Yeah.
Look at the work Matthew did, and look how long those persons from Ragged Island and other parts was here in Nassau living in stadiums and stuff.
Listen, it's... There's a lack of empathy and creativity, not in the people, you know. The system itself, the way that these people are put together to work, does not allow for them to think in these ways. And we need to figure out how to create new systems. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
New systems. Anyway, look here. Let me go. I got to take more bets. I got one bet, say December 12th, but it ain't 2022. Could be any December 12th, 1 March 13th. I say January 47th. I see we got another caller, producer. Go to that call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Is that me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But
good morning, talking away along with you, Aaron.
Hey, good morning.
We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Yes, sir.
Before I make my main point, right?
Mm-hmm.
All over the place, there are sidewalks that doesn't have drains.
Mm-hmm.
Mason's Edition, McCullough Corner, Wolf Road, all over the place.
Yeah.
East Street, all over. You know, see, it's the, what you would call the engineers. They need engineers, decent engineers who know what to do, what could think, and what could notice what's happening in our country. The engineers are no good. Majority of them.
I don't know if that's where the problem sits, because somebody got to prove it. Somebody should know a sidewalk needs drainage.
Well, it still goes back to the engineers who draw the plans and what's not.
Right, and you just refuse to do it without a drain.
Right. But what I want to say, right, this is what the whole world should know, especially but the Bahamas.
Yeah.
When a magistrate put out a warrant for somebody's arrest,
uh-huh,
in Central Police Station,
uh-huh,
and they does not pick up the person, they are endangering the person's life, who they're not, because they're not picking up the prisoner. And they got to get decent and start doing some work over there in Central Police Station. And, of course, the commissioner need to look into that and quit jiving around.
I got you, Bremen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bremen. Oh, boy. We're going to get to that. I had plenty of thoughts. They all pile into my head one time just now. Let me get back to that for you, Bremen. Okay, Village Road Project. We got to get back to that for a second. This is important because it is now November the 28th, the 29th, the 30th. That's 2 days, and the 12th. That's 2 weeks. Can this road work project be finished on December 12th? Now, let's talk about what the word complete means, because maybe that's where the problem lies. Maybe we don't know what completion actually means. Let's stick a pin there. I'm sorry, texters, I didn't see all of these texts. Great show as usual. The road will be finished by January 12th, 2025. That's a reasonable estimate. Why does the treatment plant by the bridge still have that strong sewer smell? I thought the multi-million-dollar project was supposed to rectify that. Dear texter, thank you for that text. This is an important issue, a very important issue, especially considering the flooding that occurs there regularly now due to a number of issues. One is climate change. The other is a lack of proper maintenance by relevant state and community authorities. But most importantly, why are you allowing people to store their little bike, their little scooter, little tourist product, the scooters? Why are you letting them store the scooters on the sidewalk right around that area if you know it's prone to flooding? And we know that there is a sewer treatment plant right there. Another text, the person who built the government complex in Abaco died a year before Dorian. Condolences. Find everybody from that person's team. Find everybody from that team and sit down and have a meeting. We could do it. I applied for internet, cable, and phone service from BTC since last December. After 8 months, they finally, after numerous promises and communications via phone calls, the equipments were installed in my house, yet BTC failed to totally install the service and cut it on. Three different workers was at my house and none connected the equipment. I am at a place where I don't know what next. 1 year later, IRCA, go to IRCA. Document everything. Go to IRCA. Don't think of it as like snitching on BTC. Don't think of it as being a complainer. Don't think of it like that. Think of it as being an integral part of BTC's machinery, understanding that BTC cannot get better until you tell them what the problem is and make them get better. Ms. Green, okay, dear texter, I just read your text you just sent in. I will read that off air and get back to you on that. Now, I got a text here. Aaron, you know what is silly? An initiative that excludes only men. If you don't think that's silly, you put on a clown mask. Okay, dear texter. Why didn't you text in when we had David Williams on multiple times for International Men's Day and tell me that it was silly to exclude women from that conversation? We didn't exclude women, but you could have called me and told me that. And I hope you've noticed that we haven't excluded men from any of the conversations that we've had about eradicating violence against women. And we haven't relegated all men to culprits and villains, right? We haven't done that either. Please let us celebrate the 60th anniversary of women's suffrage, because the moment was momentous, and because women got it, it was universal and everybody got it. You know what I'm saying? Take a moment to celebrate the women that did that hard work. But since you think I should put on a clown mask, let me get to this another segment of my discussion. Three charged in separate sexual assault cases. This is from the Nassau Tribune. Garnet Thompson Jr., 24, appeared before Magistrate Algernon Allen Jr. on charges of burglary and rape. It is alleged that on the night of November 18th in Cargill Creek, Andrus, Thompson broke into the house of a 27-year-old woman. It was at this time that the accused is said to have had sex with the female complainant without her consent. Dear texter, am I focusing on women too much? Am I somehow beating up on men with, you know, with no warrant, no justification? Do you think it was a Chikchani in the bush in Andrus that broke into the woman's house and molested her? Another story, Peter, from the same article. Peter Stewart, 34, represented by Miranda Adley, faced Magistrate Kendra Kelly on a charge of rape. On June 5th in New Providence, Stewart is accused of having sexual intercourse with a 17-year-old girl against her will. The final male, Dominique Brennan, 36, also represented by Ms. Adley, stood before Magistrate Shaka Seville on a charge of assault with intent to rape. On November 18th in New Providence, it is alleged that Brennan assaulted a woman to force her to have sex with him. Another story. This headline is entitled, Man Should Serve 12 Years for Repeated Sex Offenses, Nassau Tribune. A 73-year-old Grand Bahama man convicted of having unlawful sexual intercourse with an 8-year-old girl was labeled a repeated child sex offender who should serve a prison term of 12 years a Crown prosecutor submitted to the court. He was also convicted in 2001 of attempting to commit a similar crime and had served 5 years in prison. In her submission, prosecutor Erica Kemp said the convict's history shows he has the propensity for sexually abusing children. In addition to a 12-year sentence, the prosecutor is also asking that Ferguson be registered as a child sex offender. His attorney, Mr. Sherlin, submitted that a custodial sentence of 12 years equates to a death sentence in the case of his client due to his age and illness. He noted that his client would be released at age 90. She's asking to send him to jail to die in jail. It's almost like a death sentence, Mr. Sherlin stated. Mr. Sherlin asked the court to exercise mercy. Okay, so their text, I'm going to continue talking about it for a little bit. Just for a moment. Okay. That's from the Nassau Tribune. There's also an article in on Eyewitness News' website, right? The Crown prosecutor submitted that the offender should serve 12 years. The offender has already been convicted of a similar crime, 2001, served 5 years in prison. Now, Sexual Offenses and Domestic Violence Act, Section 10.1 says, any person who has unlawful sexual intercourse with any person under 14 years of age, whether with or without the consent of the person with whom he had unlawful sexual intercourse, is guilty of an offense and liable to imprisonment for life, subject to, on a first conviction for the offense, a term of imprisonment of 7 years, and in the case of a second or subsequent conviction for the offense, a term of imprisonment of 14 years. Okay. Section 2 says any person who attempts, Section 1 deals with someone who actually committed the offense, Section 2 deals with someone who attempts to commit the offense, with any person under the age of 14, with or without the consent, is guilty of an offense and liable to imprisonment for 14 years, subject to, in the case of a second or subsequent conviction for the offense, a term of imprisonment of 8 years. Read both stories. I wish I had printed out both stories for today's show. The second story suggests that a rape, and I'm trying to be careful here, that a rape was actually committed in the most recent offense. Here's the question, is 12 years too light of a sentence? The prosecutor suggests 12 years, the defense attorney is arguing that that is like a life sentence. And first of all, is 12 years too light of a sentence? And if at his age, 12 years is like life imprisonment, and this is a second offense, a second conviction, and the article say that he was not remorseful or did not acknowledge guilt, what's the problem with 12 years? Even if it is like life imprisonment. But let's get to something else that struck me when reading the provisions of the act. 10.1 says any person who has unlawful sexual intercourse with any person under 14 years of age, this is the part here, whether with or without the consent of the person with whom he had unlawful sexual intercourse. See, that's the part there. If we were talking about a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 13-year-old, possibly even a 12-year-old. I can understand the consideration of whether consent was given, right? Whether it's statutory or not. But the child in this instance was 8. Intercourse with an 8-year-old girl. Why don't we have a separate offense? Since you all think this is reasonable, I do not think it is reasonable to change statutory rape to unlawful sexual intercourse and couple it with the provisions whether with or without the consent of the person. See, I don't think it's reasonable. But if you think it's reasonable, then why not have a separate section that speaks to children under the age of 13 or under the age of 12 or under the age of 10? How can you open your mouth and say with or without the consent of the victim, who in this instance is an 8-year-old girl? Anyway, let me stick a pin. Dear Texter, I was just trying to show you a vibe. We're going to continue to focus on these issues. We do not focus on them to the exclusion of men. But I apologize if you feel excluded from the conversation. The most I can do is to continue to create a space for men who want to talk about men's issues and for women who want to talk about men's issues. All right, another text. Morning, good show all the time. Timeline for the baseball, all of them running race. Okay, texter. I get that. I can think about that one. Erin, can you also conduct a study of who raised these pedophiles? Now, let's talk. Were they raised by single mothers? Because statistics show that most criminals are raised by women, mainly single mothers. Let's talk about this. Okay. See, Texter, I want to engage you. Because I am willing to say that we need to examine the gaps that occur in single parent households, which are predominantly female-led, right? I'm not sure if the issue that is that it is only mothers or that it is only one parent, right? Only one parent who is constrained financially, and thus probably psychologically, and maybe also physically and emotionally and mentally, right? Dear Texter, let's talk about it. I with you. I'm going to put together, in fact, I've been trying to have the conversation. Let's talk about the status of children and a society that commits to protecting its children from violence, including sexual violence. And let's stop running on with this foolishness about these big women. And they, listen, we know that all beings are sexual. We know that humans, right? Humans begin their sexual development at prepubescence, right? We know that by the time we hit our teens, we are sexual beings, fully functional, for those who have seen their menstrual cycle, right? That started. So we know all of this. We expect young people to be sexual. We expect young people to push boundaries. We expect young people to play with each other and themselves. We do not expect big grown adults to be entertaining young children like they can consent, like a big grown adult. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to these little children. Dear Texter, I'm not going to message you. I don't think you want me to message you. But if you want to message me at 428-0719. Because you're right. We're not talking about the status of children. We're not talking about the over-sexualization of public spaces that children are forced to be in. We're not talking about the transactional sex that children are sometimes forced to engage in or peer pressured to engage in or groomed to engage in. I'm with you, Texter. I ain't got no problem. That's the break. We got to go to a break. When we get back from this break, we got more to talk about. Another smash and grab on Montague Beach, armed robbery in Eleuthera, And what's going on these roads? We've surpassed last year's traffic fatality record. We're going on a break. We'll be right back. You're on the clock.
Was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Good morning and welcome back. You're on the clock with Aaron Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, let me tell you all a joke. I tell my producer, play Wendy, tell her come. And my producer say, Miss, you ain't ready to tell Wendy that. Anyway, Wendy could come anytime on my show and bring Dyson with you because it's that type of party. Anyway, we love you all on the clock. And we need a little mashup right now, Wendy and Bodine. We're loving it. So let me get back to these texts. I got a text here that says, 12 is too much for something that's not murder or attempted murder. Producer, next time I'm going to need you to play that track. You know, out in the streets, they call sleeping with an 8-year-old child murder. We need to change our sensibilities about that text. 12 is not too much. Well, let me be careful here. I am not the judge or the jury. It's an 8-year-old child. That's why the texted before, I need them to know. I appreciate where they're trying to go. Like, I appreciate what they're saying to me. They're saying to me, like, Aaron, you only focusing on women, but never focusing on the way on children, right? And the ways that women and their behavior and even possibly this culture of feminism has led to a less safe environment for young people, for children specifically. Dear texter, I appreciate the inquiry that you make it. Another text, great show as usual, Ms. Green in the U.S. The man who run over the people got 6 life sentences plus 700 years. We in the Bahamas need to follow. Yeah, I think that man also made a rap video about how he ran over the people. But there is a callousness and a recklessness that has been developing. I got a text here that says, a few days ago, I think I saw Eyewitness News carries a story saying, no more turning left on red light. Is that true? Dear texter, I don't think that could be true. First of all, I think there has to be a major announcement. And even though they didn't put up signs to tell you you could turn left on red, they would have to put up signs to tell you you can no longer turn left on red. I'm hoping that what that story did was it reminded people who use Mackey Street and Shirley Street intersection that they cannot turn right on red. That's what I'm hoping the story said. I'm hoping the story was directed at taxis. And then taxis. And there's another one I forgot. Taxis. and livery drivers and limo drivers and tour bus drivers and commercial vehicles, people who drive vehicles that have their company name and number pasted on the side of it. Yeah, I think the story hopefully was directed at them, that they are not permitted to turn right on red, and it doesn't matter how big they are or how fast they move off the line. I'm hoping it was accompanied by a story that said, listen, just in case you were mistaken, the rules of the road are not biggest vehicle wins. Because I've seen some little vans and jitneys carrying on like they're 18-wheelers, trying to body their way through traffic. In fact, this is something that we have to talk about. Because you think that I just come on the radio every day and rant about traffic. Really, what I've been doing is conducting systems analysis in the public domain for free to show you that the escalation in bad driving, disregard for the rules and regulations, will have a serious, real impact. And that impact has been a sharp spike in traffic fatalities. In fact, the article from November the 22nd in Eyewitness News, traffic fatality toll on track to top last year, the record for 2021 was 46. We surpassed that, we hit that last weekend. We hit 46 with the four traffic fatalities that occurred on one weekend. Eleuthera, Andrus, I think Carmichael Road. There's another family island. Four. And then, well, I got the story right here. Pedestrian dies after collision with vehicle. This is the 25th. This is the week just gone. A male pedestrian is dead after being struck by a vehicle while crossing a street in Grand Bahama on Wednesday. I just want to say, is that boy Gary McIntosh okay? The pedestrian was not named in the story. This is the fifth traffic fatality in the country in less than a week. Remember, that's the 25th of November. By the 26th of November, a 59-year-old woman is dead after she lost control of the car she was driving and collided with a parked breakfast van early this morning. That was on the 26th of November. She was traveling east on Prince Charles Drive, east of Fox Hill Road, with two other women in a white Nissan March around 1:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. This morning, on the way into work again, I was almost brought to tears by the absolute madness, the lack of regard, including a young man on a scooter who heard me blowing my horn to make sure he understood that I was in my lane and I was indeed increasing my speed. Not because I was being disgusting. I don't have to be disgusting. When you have the right of way, you don't have to be disgusting because you have the right of way. I was alerting him to the danger that he was putting himself in because I could see he had no insurance because he had no plates on his scooter. And I could see he had no sense because he had no helmet on. So I blew my horn to make sure he was aware of his surroundings and wouldn't possibly get into an accident. This young man looked at me like he wanted to do me something. I mean, like he slowed his vehicle down to ride on the side of me, like he wanted to do me something. Dear Royal Bahamas Police Force, this is a crisis. And let me tell you what I mean by a crisis, and perhaps I will not speak of it again. I was sitting on the light as I left the station on Friday, heading west on Wolf Road. A police vehicle ran this red light to turn west onto Wolf Road from Market Street. No emergency lights, no horn, no siren. The windows weren't down, just a slow cruise through the red light. a vehicle decided, since the police run in the red light, we can run the red light too and run the red light right behind them as if there's nothing wrong. That's not apparently as heinous as the people who, you could be sitting on your red light for about 5, 7, 12 seconds, even the light is still red, and cars have decided they don't have to wait for a light to turn green, nor do they have to wait to be at the front of the line to turn left on red. They're going to start over. In fact, they have started overtaking, forcing oncoming traffic on the side of the road so they could turn left on red. Dear Royal Bombers Police Force, please protect us from the terrorists that are consuming our roads. And they don't look like your boy, Bobo. They don't look like, you know, Tingham from the bush, Tingham from the gang. They look like ordinary, reasonable people in uniforms and well put together outfits to go to work in and church dresses. That's what they look like. They're Royal Bombers Police Force. See, it's obvious that in the fight against drugs and gangs, there's an acceptable amount of collateral damage. We don't have to talk about it. It just what is what it is. Please do not apply that thinking to road traffic and road management. There is no collateral damage. There's no acceptable collateral damage. 6 traffic fatalities in the space of 2 weekends is a crisis. And it requires somebody to act. The Texas said, the question is, where's your dash cam so you can just send the footage to police? Do your part. Also, I can tell you where it is, Texter. I can't get it to stick on my car. I can't. I bought several. I just can't get it to stick. I can't get it to stay mounted. I gotta try something different. But I am doing my part, Texter. Surely, taking up this space that I could dedicate to the status of women and the eradication of violence against women and girls. I'm taking it up to talk about this, something wider than just that subject. I'm doing my part. Producer, let's go to this call dead quick. I'm hoping it's Wendy telling me she's coming. But Wendy, that's a bad track. I like it. Good morning, caller.
Good morning,
Aaron. Hi, good morning. Listen, we got to cut the call. Please call back on a different number. That line is experiencing extreme static, but I'll wait for you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm sitting here laughing at myself right now in a bunch of traffic that can't move because the light green. You must be supposed to go on the red, you see? You stop on the green because you can't move. You all get it backwards. Red is when you go, and green is when you must stop. And if you don't believe me, I can show you how to put a dash cam. Stick it to your glass, not your dash.
I got you.
On a serious note, like Giuliani.
Yeah.
I want to deputize you. We should put you in charge of...
No,
the
I already did.
Force.
The Chichani, I already in charge of Chichani's.
Oh.
I can't take it.
Well, allow me. I could ride a bike. So I'd like to train 1,000 police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to station them on motorcycles with walkie-talkie. Because that's faster than your Tesla.
I got you.
And we are going to book every single person that proceeds over the yellow line, the white line on an amber light.
Look here.
$1,000 fine. Watch this, Aaron.
Okay, quick. I got another caller.
Yeah, I can make you so much money you wouldn't believe it. Just put me in charge. And no salaries needed. I'm going to give 50% of all the tickets to the police on the motorbike. Now they can call you and tell you, let's do it.
Man, look here. Cut Graham. Graham, I have to cut you every time you get me excited. You know how long I've been talking about that? Go out on the road and ask people them how many times, Aaron, somebody just look at them in their car and say, you know, that's $500, right? If you pass that white line at the stops, at the red light, that's $250. And if you are encroaching on the yellow box or the space where the yellow box used to be because they haven't repainted it yet, that's $500 each car. Every time I pull up to the light now, it's just money, $1,000, just sitting there waiting for the police to pick up off the ground. Dear producer, you're supposed to play money on the ground for me, but I didn't tell you because I didn't think about it. Tomorrow we're going to play money on the ground. Okay, just as I'm leaving the show, I got possibly 30 more seconds. Text, I don't think that your talk is to the exclusion of men, but rather to the detriment of men. far more than to any benefit to women that you intended to achieve. You think that my talking about violence against women and violence against men, I imagine by extension, is has been to the detriment of men? Okay, that's cool. Just let the silence do the talking then. Let somebody else fill the space, right? Because if there weren't a vacuum, there would be no space for me. They're texting. Thank you. Please call in and text in again. Morning show timeline for the baseball stadium. Thank you. Texter. Graham, somebody said they ain't putting you in charge. You are not allowed to be on the traffic division. But that idea you had, Graham. Anyway, I cut you in. You get me excited. I got to go. Cecil Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next, Bahamas. Y'all stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day.
Another, oh God, wanna come to me as a woman for a good thing, kid. And he ain't got a part to piss in, oh Lord, what a time. Well, ain't no sneaky link could ever take. She could try to step to me, ain't no side chick could step to this.